Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, November 16th.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back with you.
Ooh, as I stretch. That felt good. Crack in the back.
Yeah, as I wake up.
Get up.
I don't know. I mean, lately I've been, if I get more, less than 8 hours a day, a night, then I get up tired.
Really?
I don't know what that
less
is.
Than.
Yeah.
Usually the more sleep I get, the more I wake up tired and not satisfied.
Really good. Well, you know, you're lucky that way.
This morning was one of those mornings, though, where I did not want to get up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind getting up if I don't really have to get ready. But this whole week, every time I, you know, come here, I have to already be done up and have makeup on.
Yeah.
So that ticks me off, you know, because I can't just wait till 5 minutes and jump into my car.
Yeah.
I have to wake up 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is. You know, if you got to get ready in the morning, you got to get up a little
early. Sam.
I know it's not cool, man. It was hard for me this morning. I got to tell you. Yeah.
I had to cancel a get together last night. I was just too tired. Too much going on, you know?
Really?
But I feel so bad. I do not like canceling plans.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, like when somebody does it to me, I get really, just get mad. You know, it's like you just took my time for granted, unless it's something serious.
That's true.
So I don't like canceling plans with somebody, but I did last night. And, but I'm one of those people who, if I cancel, I go on and on about, I'm so sorry. Please don't think I'm a flake. I've just been, you know, there's just so much going on and blah, blah, blah. I know. Yeah.
You have to have like a whole explanation.
Oh, yeah. Huge explanation for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they don't even care.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about flaking, our guest today.
What a flake.
Well, it's not that they didn't show up, but they let me know yesterday.
Oh.
But it's still a cancellation, you know.
Cancellation nonetheless.
And that's why I never announced these things until, that morning. You know, because I don't know why it is with the porn stars that they feel they can cancel.
Porn stars are unreliable.
Right. And they always have shoots. They always have unexpected shoots and all this stuff. But I'm still trying to figure out why it is that many of them, I think as a group, I think they cancel more than any other group.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe they kind of get scared in a way. Sometimes, I don't know, like for me, at least I had some pretty serious questions I was going to ask this one.
Yeah.
Because we had one on a few weeks ago, and that one I was more like, I want to hear more about this. This is interesting.
Right.
And then after watching some porn stuff online and being incredibly disturbed by how nasty it was, I have some questions.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, this one has some hardcore stuff up there.
Really?
On the internet,
yeah.
Her name is Jackie Joy, if you want to find out about her.
Let's call her out.
Hopefully we'll have her here in the future.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like every time I look forward to a porn star, it's like I know they're not going to show up.
Really?
Do you think it has anything to do with the way they respect people? Or?
Holy crap, she does. I just Googled her. With what? With the way they...
I think they have problem respecting other people, respecting themselves.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think they're flaky. They're not...
Person.
I don't mean they, but, you know, at least the ones that you've experienced the flakiness with, they... You know, I don't think that anyone that gets into porn, in my opinion, does not, or at least a lot of them, doesn't take life too seriously. They don't have any other, you know, too many goals, obviously. It's just not they don't care.
Yeah.
So to them, canceling this is, you know, it doesn't matter to them.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether they come or don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they really think about the consequences or how they affect you. They just figure, okay, I'll cancel.
My gosh, I wish she came.
Yeah.
Ew, after seeing all these pictures, I have to ask her some questions.
There's some pictures there with fake, huge black cocks on there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Those are not real, as you can tell.
Really?
Yeah. No, they're not real. Most of them are not.
Well,
if it looks like really long, yeah. If it looks really long, it's a fake one.
Okay, but these definitely are, because they've got the whole body of the guy in the pictures too.
Yeah.
She likes black penis, apparently.
I guess, yeah.
Anyway, wow.
She likes penis in any possible way.
Oh, God.
I know. You know, it like makes you wonder how they can stand, you know, we were talking about coming out, you know, and swallowing and stuff. But I don't understand how they get it. They can have it all over their face and stuff, you know. I mean, sometimes they'll have like, you know, four or five guys coming on their face.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Like, the other day, I saw that video, and it was, like, five guys with one chick, and this chick, one at a time, you know, they would put their cum in her mouth, and she would swallow it.
Yeah.
And then open her mouth to show that she swallowed it, and then the next guy would come in. I mean, that to me, it's just dirty. Like, yeah. I would, as a guy, I would, like, look at that and think, I would never sleep with this chick. I would never. I mean, I mean, anybody that involves themselves in porn, obviously, like, you know, one-on-one is slightly different, but, you know, anyone that's doing the porn where it's like five different guys, they've got to have some sex diseases or something.
Yeah.
How would you not?
Yeah, I don't know. And I know that many of them don't use condoms because, you know, people that watch the movies don't want to see condoms, you know?
Right. Well, so. But isn't it a rule? Like, it's supposed to be a rule, but they don't. I've never seen a porn video where there's a condom on the guy.
Yeah.
Never. Have
really?
You?
No. Yeah, I have.
Have?
I have, yeah.
Unless they
but
have like
it's
some.
It's not attractive. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they take it off.
Wow.
Or don't put it on in the first place. You know.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I mean, I would imagine you have a lot of questions for them, and we'll have a lot more here. You know, in the future.
Good.
Yeah, they keep offering me all these porn stars, but then they don't show up, so I don't get it. You
yeah,
know?
I would like to know what are their, I mean, intentions for like why would they even want to be on the radio show? Is it just for exposure?
Yeah, to promote themselves and stuff. Yeah, they just like making the rounds.
I suppose so.
Yeah, there was on Howard Stern the other day. They had a show, a contest for porn stars. And one of them was Jenna Presley, and she's supposed to come in also. So yeah, she's kind of cute actually, and so I'm working on that.
Jenna Preston?
Presley.
Presley.
Like, yeah, like Elvis Presley.
Oh my god. Oh, there she is. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
I don't. No, this is a guy thing. We've already like confirmed that, you know, porn is for guys, because you know, no matter how sexy you could be, the second I would find out that you're doing porn, I have no respect for that.
Lose interest.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
I automatically look at you and think you're dirty.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah,
it.
That's
same
what
same with
saying.
Guys though. And I mean, we talk a lot about the girls, you know, porn girls that are involved with porn, but the exact same with guys.
Yeah.
If I heard a guy was doing porn, never in a million years would he be like coming near me sexually. No way.
Wow.
Would you, like, if you were single and...
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so, yeah. I don't think I could deal with it anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they are dirty, you know, and I don't know. I mean, some people are attracted to that, but I don't know. They just don't do it for me these, you know.
I mean, I've met a few guys who will, like, claim, oh, yeah, I had sex with two different porn girls, but they didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
And then once they found out, they, you know, stopped.
Right.
I don't know if that's true, though. You know, I think every guy kind of secretly wants to have sex, you know, fuck a porn star.
Yeah. Well, guys will fuck anything. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know?
But the funny thing is, I always ask these guys that have experienced it, like, was it good? Because you assume that anyone that's, you know, doing porn, they're good. You know, they know what to do to get you going. And the overall consensus was no. They did not enjoy it at all. Like, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You see, you got to remember, in front of the camera, it's acting. You know, it's performance.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, they do, like, all kinds of positions that are not necessarily good, but they're great for the camera.
Right.
So they do that, you know. But, yeah, perhaps you're right about that. Maybe they're not all of them are great in bed, you know, in their private life.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
True that.
We can't go based on one or two guys, though, you know.
That's true.
Yeah,
no, that's very true.
So we don't mean to start rumors about porn stars, God forbid.
I know. God forbid. So have you heard about this boycott of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? There's an online petition, thousands of people trying to take down the reality show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it still on?
Oh, it's on right now, but there's a a petition going on. They're saying that they've collected thousands of signatures and they're asking E! Entertainment to just remove the show from the programming. They feel that these shows are mostly staged, which, yeah, duh, they are. Uh-huh. Like, literally, the Kardashians, they go into hair and makeup before they, are on the camera.
Yeah.
That they're staged and that they place too much of an emphasis on vanity and greed. That it's just not, it's not helping our country, just not making things
better. But I don't know, the shows are supposed to improve our society.
Well, that's the that's the other side, that it is entertainment and it's reality.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it is interesting. It seems like ever since the divorce came up of Kim Kardashian, she's getting all kinds of shit. I mean,
I know.
Even Michael Bublé called her out at one of his concerts saying, oh, we've got Kim Kardashian on, coming on stage, and then he goes, no, I'm joking. I wouldn't have that bitch on my stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He jokes around saying, though, that, that's the best way to get publicity is to insult a Kardashian.
Yeah,
You'll immediately be on the tabloids.
That's true. Yeah, but, so those people are like, they must feel really disappointed that she got divorced in that, right?
I think it's more so now just like, I don't know. I think people are starting to just get pissed off at how much money they, Like,
you think so?
How much money they may have, considering the times and how rough it's been for a lot of people, in the stupid ways that they're, they're using it, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't really give a shit, but it does affect us when you see it everywhere, when it's on all the magazines and you see billboards of it. It's like, at the end of the day, we don't give a shit, and they're not doing anything meaningful. Like, if you're gonna, have a billboard of a celebrity, have it something at least meaningful.
Yeah.
Not, hey, we're so rich.
Yeah. I know. Well, maybe they think they're talented. I just don't know what it is that their talent is.
Being dramatic.
Yeah. Kardashians. Man, I don't know about them, And
I try to stay as far away from it as possible. I've never watched the show, never would.
Yeah.
I
know, I never watched it either. I never even knew she existed or the three of them until, not too long ago when they started being in the news a lot.
And they really are. It's almost kind of weird. Like, why do we talk about them so much? Why are they in all the magazines and on TV so much?
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? They're just random rich people that,
Exactly. But people are fascinated by that, And we turn into celebrities, people that don't deserve to be celebrities, but simply because they have money and they look good.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
That's our society, What can you do?
People's sexiest man alive.
Yes,
guess
I saw
who.
That. Well, I already know, but why don't you tell us?
Bradley Cooper.
And you know what? This is not the first time, is it? I remember him being selected like a couple times before.
Really?
Although the article doesn't say that.
I think he's a good-looking guy, but I don't think he's like very sexy. I don't know. I mean, put it this way. If I saw him in person, of course, I'd dig him. Let's go on a date,
Right.
But to name him the sexiest man
alive? You would go for Ryan Gosling more.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He was
just
on the
that
list.
Name makes me shiver. Like, honestly, Ryan Gosling is the number one.
Really?
Yeah, number one.
Well, I think Bradley looks better than he does, but what do I know? I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
at least, No, Bradley Cooper's hot, trust me, and he's got a sexy voice, too. But in the People magazine, that picture's not a good picture of him.
No, that's not a good picture.
It's kind of a nerdy, goofy picture of him.
Right.
But Ryan Gosling, on the other hand,
Oh, man.
He is so... I could go on and on about how sexy he is.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's
sexy about him?
Everything. But what? It's also... There is so much of it has to do with your aura, your whole personality and the way you carry yourself. Because I've met some people who physically, like if you just looked at, recently too, there's one guy who honestly, like physically in his face, like hands down the hottest guy I've ever seen,
right.
But the second he opens his mouth and the way he, just the way he carries himself, it's not hot.
Yeah.
He's just not hot.
Yeah.
He has nothing to say. He's not entertaining. He just wasn't, very intelligent. Ryan Gosling, on the other hand.
Uh-huh. Don't you think it's like sometimes because of the roles they play, maybe you identify them as the character?
Well, there's no doubt, Ryan Gosling in that movie, Drive. And even, honestly, every single movie I've seen Ryan Gosling in, he's hot. But he even says, like, he play, you know, he, for the most part, he plays himself. Like, you know, some actors truly, like, go into this other like, they're just another person completely. Right. Other people, and this is how I approach acting, too. I mean, it's always me, but it's me in these kind of, just changing it up a little bit, which is what he says he does. Anyway, though, that he... No, I mean, I've seen him in interviews, too. He's also, oh, he's really? Just very different and unique and
okay.
and just so hot. Oh, gosh.
Sizzling hot.
Honestly, I'm not the type to have, like, a celebrity crush. I really just usually don't give a shit.
Really?
But he has caught my eye.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Now, did you see some of the other men that made it on the list?
No.
I don't know most of them. How about Liam Hemsworth? Do you know him?
I need to see a picture. I don't recognize that name. Yeah. What's he been in?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Nah. Wompity womp.
Yeah. I don't know what
he's been in. Oh, here we go.
But,
okay. So.
Okay. And then you have Idris Elba, who I don't know who the hell he is. I guess he was in the show The Wire.
Oh, I love The Wire.
Do you?
Oh, these are all pictures.
Justin Theroux.
I know who
Theroux,
that is.
I don't know who he is.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
Chris Evans. We were talking about him the other day
from
Captain America.
He's not very hot either.
Yeah, you don't think so, huh? Eh. Not your style, not your type.
Tim McGraw.
I mean, are you into country music
at all?
Really?
Tim McGraw? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are certain songs here and there that I like, but...
Yeah.
Wow, he got sexiest too, huh?
Yeah, Josh Charles. I guess he's in The Good Wife.
Okay.
And Joel McHale.
Josh
I don't know.
Charles,
I never heard of
really?
That. Yeah.
Mm.
I never heard of all these
What about
people.
Matthew McConaughey? You know?
Yeah, he's not on there.
He's
well,
hot.
Maybe he's too old to be...
Yeah, I think they just like to switch it up with people who are currently really out there, which,
right.
you know, a lot of those actors are.
Yeah.
Apparently. Chris Evans, for sure.
Yeah. So, of course...
not Robert Pattinson? Patterson, whatever his name is.
No, Pattinson. No, he's not on there.
That's a
but
shocker.
But Ryan Gosling is on there.
What number is Ryan Gosling?
Two? Number 10 or something. I don't know why it doesn't go back.
Gosh.
I'll tell you. I don't know if they're really ranking them. It's not really a ranking. I think they have Alec Baldwin, too. So, but I don't think it's a ranking. I mean, it's just... You know, these are the other 12 or whatever.
Right. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Ryan Gosling used to date, for a long time, Rachel McAdams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she's cute.
Yeah. Well, he dated her because he can.
He likes the blondes.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I've noticed. A lot of guys, they're blonde people. They're into blondes. And if you're into a blonde, dating a brunette is just... I feel like it's just not the same. They don't, no matter how hot the brunette is, like,
really?
If she's not blonde, it's, you know, any blonde will surpass the beautiful brunette.
I don't know about that. No, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I like blondes too, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful brunettes too.
Yeah.
And,
but apparently he's dating, what's her name? I want to say Cindy Crawford, but I don't think it's her. I think Eve Mendez.
That's right. Yeah.
She's
we're
like,
talking about this. Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you like her?
Yeah, she's okay. I'm not a huge fan of her acting, honestly. Never have been. She just always plays the hot chick, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing super special. Oh, man. Oh, he is so attractive.
Yeah. Have you considered going blonde at all?
No. I mean, middle school and high school, like, I was all about dyeing hair. I've had every color under the sun. So I at one point had blonde, but it was like, it wasn't a nice blonde, and it definitely did not look good on me.
No, huh?
And at one point I did a hair show, and they did a ton of blonde highlights to the point that my hair looked pretty much blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like it.
You didn't?
But I think it has to, you know, it depends on the color. But I don't think, I mean, picture me blonde. It doesn't,
no, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some brunettes, it's like, yes, totally.
Right.
I also have a weird, different, my complexion, there's something about it that just blonde,
Really?
However, I like an auburn red hair color. I've had that before, and that works really well.
Really?
But not red, more of like an auburny, you know, dark mahogany type color.
Yeah. Now, is this your natural color, or do you have some highlights?
Yeah, this is my natural hair color.
Do you have highlights in it?
No,
no,
nothing.
No highlights, right?
I haven't dyed it in a long time.
Yeah. So
it's
there's
hot,
a couple
right?
Of, yeah, there's a couple shades of brown in that.
Yeah, like little natural highlights just from the sun, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I haven't dyed it or anything in a long time.
Okay.
And I, you know, I actually prefer a natural, yeah. You know? I think any girl looks better natural.
I think so, too. I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I like all natural. I don't like shortcuts, like like surgery and shit.
Oh, gosh. Know? No way.
Yeah. No surgery. So we were talking about the porn on Facebook the other day. I guess Facebook finally...
took it down, right?
Took it down, or most of it, at least, they're saying. And, yeah, that was a total attack on them. And, you know, but we were talking about it. There was also not just sexual, but violent pictures up there, you know?
Oh, yeah. And there was one of Jesus, a picture of animation picture.
Right.
Jesus and Christ, two different people, and they're fucking each other.
Right.
And they said, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
And that one, honestly, like, to me, was just, that's the straw right there.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
I know. They showed, like, a whole bloody dog and stuff. You know, it's just like your heart goes out to these animals.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know why they feel they have to do this to Facebook. But, you know, I don't know if they'll ever catch them. That's the problem. You know, everybody can work anonymously on the internet. You don't know where the hell they are or who they are.
I don't know. I have to say I'd be shocked if they don't catch them.
Mm.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a way. There just is.
Yeah. No,
no
there are
how
ways.
How sneaky you are.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people do get away with this shit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Who knows? We'll find out soon, though.
Yeah. I mean, I was just reading a related article that Russia and China are really stealing our fucking secrets, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, through computers and stuff, they're able to hack into government computers and steal information.
You know what's funny? I used to work a lot of trade shows.
Uh-huh.
And... you know, when you work trade shows, a lot of it's, you know, these companies are introducing new items or, you know, just new devices, new techniques, whatever it is, but it's all powerful information. And what a lot of the times they would say, you know, this is horrible, actually, but they would say, you know, don't let any, if any Asians, this is so racist, too. And not just Asians. I mean, honestly, just anybody in particular, but specifically Asians, you know, don't let them take actual pictures of our products and, you know, don't answer super specific questions or, you know, if they, you know, if they're asking all these detailed, crazy questions, send them to us and we'll, you know, straighten them out. Because what they'll do is, you know, some people try to go to these conventions and steal your idea.
Absolutely.
You know?
And a lot of the Asians do it. That's why they say that.
It's true. And they make it cheaper and, you know, not as good quality, but so cheap enough that people will absolutely buy that over.
Yeah,
the,
you know, I
version.
Mean, it's become a stereotype, but I think justifiably because they always take videos and pictures of everything, you know.
I do.
I see them carry like fucking, you know.
What is up with that though? Like on the streets, like even I'm a nobody, but in Asians, like especially tourists. I mean, if they're visiting here, they always take pictures with me. I mean, just the second they say, "Oh, you actor, picture."
White girl.
Yeah. I'm like. I've done jack shit. Why do you want a picture of me?
Oh, wow, man. They're funny with their cameras, you know. Now everybody takes pictures, though, with the phones
and
everything.
Yeah, that's true. But they are the extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
So, you know, but there's also hacking, you know, and people are stealing government secrets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure we do the same thing to other countries, but, you know, it doesn't feel comfortable when you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while we're talking about Facebook, I also wanted to bring up, you know, the writer Salman Rushdie. It was probably like when you were really young, but he wrote a book called Satanic Verses. And Muslims call it blasphemous and stuff, and they wanted to kill him. But at any rate, he was trying to make a Facebook profile, and Facebook would not let him do it because they felt his full name is Ahmed Salman Rushdie. And I guess their policy is you have to give your real name on Facebook.
Oh, that's bull crap. Because a lot of people don't.
I know. And people give themselves all kinds of nicknames and shit like that, you know. So I don't know why they give him the hard time.
Yeah, it's weird. But... I mean, he has, I'm looking, if you're talking about this person right here, right? He has like a fan page.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Salman Rushdie.
Yeah. But
Indian British novelist, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. And,
that's so weird.
Yeah. I think he's the brother of Stanley Kubrick, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm a huge fan of Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. It's like they look the same. I don't know if he is or not. Maybe I'm just confusing him with someone else. I don't think so. I mean, if he's Indian, Stanley Kubrick was
really
not Indian,
sense.
Was he?
I don't believe so.
I don't know where I found that.
I don't even know what Stanley Kubrick looks like.
Don't quote me on this.
Yeah.
I think maybe I just saw an article that claimed they looked the same.
It was in your dream.
They claimed that they looked alike, so maybe they're brothers. You know?
Yeah, possibly. I've never even seen what Stanley Kubrick looks like.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I just am a huge fan of his work.
Yeah.
You know?
No, he's done some
so
great work.
Brilliant, so different and abstract. You just can't compare it to anything else out there.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember my ex-boyfriend, I bought him like a whole DVD series of the Stanley Kubrick collection, whatever you call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 2001. Full Metal Jacket.
There were like 10 of them in there.
Yeah. Eyes Wide Open or Eyes Wide Shut. I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen
with the orgy
pretty much all of them.
And, yeah. It was a pretty weird movie, but, you know, it was rather sexual, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. What other movies did he do?
I can't even think right now.
Yeah. Well, those are the main ones. Didn't he do The Shining, too?
Oh, yeah, duh. The Shining. That's, like, one of his most popular.
Right.
I'm trying
most
to
of his movies
more.
Have been very successful.
Yeah. Space Odyssey was a really popular one, right?
Yeah.
Shining. Full Metal Jacket? I never saw that one. Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, that's a military war movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
The handwriting's so small on these, I can't see it. The Shining was so creepy. The Shining and Clockwork Orange are my favorite.
Yeah. That's right. Clockwork Orange, I totally forgot he did that one too.
Yeah.
That was some violent movie.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah. I mean, that rape scene, it's like it stays with me forever, you know?
Really?
Yeah. It was so brutal. You know, and I remember I also saw it when I was young, like 16. So it leaves a mark on you.
Oh my gosh, it does.
Shit like that, you know.
So.
And then they were beating up this old man, and wow.
Good movies, though.
Yeah.
Very good movies.
Yeah, I don't know where he got the idea for that movie, but.
I know that's what you have to think sometimes. Like certain people, like where do you come up with these things?
Yeah. Well, it was actually a book, I think, before that. So, you know, but
even the way you shoot it, you know, like
exactly.
You have control of the exact way you shoot it. And like he shoots everything so different, just so abstract and weird. And it just it's so off the wall. It's almost like, you know, he's doing it drugged up. You know, he's I don't know. I love it, though. I mean,
yeah,
I love it.
That's what makes these people geniuses, you know, that they can do these things and see them in a different perspective than we do.
True dat, true dat.
True dat.
You know, the other day after I told you that one story about how the people in the grocery store, how they were like, you did not put that orange juice in my cart. Right? Remember this? Anyway, that was a horrible impression. But I had a few people email me after that saying that I play like a ghetto black woman really good. And I said to them, hells yeah. That was bad, too. You know what? It's when I try to do it, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard. I know. It's like sometimes when you hang around with people with a certain way they talk.
Well, I grew up around
talking
it.
Like that. Yeah.
Martin, oh, no, you did not put that orange juice in my cart. Don't you lie to me. You put that orange juice in my cart. Martin, I am. Oh, no. Anyway.
Where's that from?
This was from the grocery store.
Oh, really?
Seriously, that's exactly what she
that
said
really
and
happened.
Sounded. Yes, I wasn't lying. I was at the grocery store. This woman comes back to her cart. She's with like her, I don't know if it was her boyfriend, whoever. And there was apparently juice in her cart that wasn't there when she left. And I mean, this is a huge deal to her.
Right.
And he's like, no, I did not put that orange juice in your cart. And they were making, it was just like, you know, the whole store.
And you still remember that, huh?
Oh, of course. It was such a huge scene. Like, that kind of crap cracks me up.
Yeah.
They're, like, yelling off the wall about freaking orange, you know, juice in the cart. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Most people would just, like, not even acknowledge her. Did you put that away? I don't want that. You know?
Yeah. Some people are very animated.
But they just repeat these. She just kept repeating it 100 times. I mean, it was absurd. The whole store was listening.
Yeah.
Can't forget that.
Some people should not be parents, you know?
I know.
Just don't know how to parent, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was entertaining, though. Very entertaining.
Oh, well, man.
I grew up in that kind of, I don't know, Prince George's County in Maryland. Uh-huh. It's very diverse, you know, and super, like, suburban and just, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How did you guys end up there?
I grew up, I was born in Pennsylvania, and my father was in the Army, so we went to Germany, and then after that, he got a really great job in Maryland, where is his job? Bethesda, Maryland, which is a great area. Right. But, you know, so we just found a nice house, you know, that was in Prince George's County.
And didn't know what the neighborhood was like.
No, but we have no complaints. It's not that it's a bad neighborhood, you know, it's just crazy.
So
I was like my high school was like 1% white people.
Yeah.
That's why I think black guys are attracted to me. I think probably, I just kind of carry some kind of blackness in me.
You relate to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Funny.
Maybe that's it, you know.
Too funny.
But so is that where you're going to visit now? That's where they live?
Yes. I am so excited. I'm not sure. For Thanksgiving, though. Christmas and New Year's.
Right, yeah.
Thanksgiving, I'll be here.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's too much to me anyway, going in November to, you know, Maryland and then going back for
in
Christmas
January,
and
New
Year's. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was, you know, a few hours away.
Right.
But across the country, I'm not. And if I go, like, I want to stay a full week at least, you know, for Thanksgiving. So there's just no sense in doing that and then coming back for 2 weeks.
That's true.
At the end of the year.
I know. Some people travel for the whole period, you know, like
you'll have
parents come and visit their kids and stuff and stay from Thanksgiving until after
New Year's. If you don't, I mean, if I didn't have a job, I would, you know, if I didn't have to make money. But I do.
Yeah. You mean you don't sit back and expect welfare from the people will pay for you?
Absolutely not. You know, I'm the type, though, even if I was unemployed, I wouldn't file for unemployment. And I've even, I mean, there are times where I have, like, I'm like, I'm not making anything. I could be at least collecting some money, you know?
Yeah,
and I don't do it.
I think most actors actually collect unemployment, you know?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're right, yeah. I can't. No, I mean, even if I, there's just no way. I don't know. Yeah, people had mentioned it at one point when I first moved here. Because, you know, obviously it's so slow and you're, you know, just, it's just risky, you know, moving to a completely new place, having to start over. So I wasn't unemployed. But, you know, my dad is the type, you know, that if I did, he would, why did you do that?
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
Well, he's such a good person inside out. Like, for him, it would be no matter, even if I wasn't making much money, like, he just doesn't find it necessary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take that money? You don't need that money.
He's bullshit. I need the money, Dad.
He's like, work a little fucking harder then.
Yeah.
Work a little harder.
I know, but there's obviously a lot of unemployment for actors and, you know, people in the industry. So I think
how much would you even get? It's not, it can't be that much, right?
No, you get like a few hundred or something, you know.
A week, a month?
Well, it depends. I guess it depends on how much money you used to make.
I see.
Yeah. So that's what they go based on. And
interesting.
Yeah. So I think, like a few hundred a week or something.
But I hear, like, suppose, so 1 week you do actually book, like, a big acting job, you know?
Right.
So, you know, you're collecting unemployment for a few weeks, and then all of a sudden one day you just bring in 20 grand, you know? Like, what happens? Do they, that week, you don't get any for that week? Or you don't get any for, like, months or for any more, period?
Probably you wouldn't get any more.
That's why I don't understand, like, when it comes to actors, how they do that. I mean,
because,
like, to me, you can't even, I mean, the second you book one legitimate acting gig, you're, you know, getting a nice paycheck.
Yeah, so then you stop it. But, you know, I mean, until then, I guess you can take advantage as much as you want.
I suppose. But I also, like, I'm the type that if I were to do that, I feel like I'm just right now saying I'm sabotaging myself, you know.
Right.
I'm already giving up because I know I'm not going to book work. I'm just going to collect these, you know, couple $100.
Yeah.
No. It'll make me work harder just to not collect it and really try to, you know, book these jobs.
Yeah. Well, you've got a work ethic. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, I blame it on my dad. I don't know if it's a good thing or not.
No, it's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing to an extent. But, you know, I don't know. I make it important now. You have to have fun, too. Everybody, you know, no matter how hard you work, you have to take time for yourself and do fun things.
No, absolutely. Now, were you rebellious when you were younger, like doing your teens and stuff?
Oh, no, I was like the angel child.
Really?
I really was. I was the oldest. So I was my parents' first.
Right.
And I was, I mean, I never did anything wrong. So my sister, you know, that's younger than me, really gave them a run for their money because she was the rebel and they just didn't know what the heck to do.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do.
Wow.
She was polar opposite of me.
So you picked up some good things from them, I imagine.
Yeah, I had a good childhood, you know.
Yeah. Are you still close with them?
I was always busy. Oh, I'm very close, but everyone, I guess, is different with how they, I don't know, like, I talk to my mom on a regular basis, you know.
Right.
Even if it's just for a few seconds, at least every other day, if not every day.
Wow.
My dad, it's rare that I talk to my dad,
yeah.
But that's because, honestly, I don't like talking on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone or texting at all. So, and the only person, period, the only person that I enjoy talking to and can do on a consistent basis is my mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else, even if I'm dating a guy, like, I don't want to talk to you on the phone. We'll just hang out, you know, we can hang out. But my dad's the exact same way, and he has a very strenuous, like, just job. He works a lot. So we never talk on the phone.
Yeah.
But we're like, you know, we've always been like buddies. So, I mean, when I visit, oh, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Good. Like I never left.
Good, yeah, yeah. I know when I call my parents back in Israel, you know, maybe once a week, I talk to them, and we always say the same things, you know.
How's it's like, the weather?
What do you tell them? You know, hear all the stories and everything, you know. And, of course, usually the mother has a lot more to say than the father.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very close with both of them, you know.
That's
it's unfortunate
good.
They live so far. But,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
No, my mom always has new things to say.
Really?
Well, because our house is crazy. You know, I've got a niece. My sister has a child. Actually, the past 2 days, my sister had to go to the emergency room. She's been having, we don't know what it is, but they say we think it's just anxiety, like hardcore anxiety. But she's just been having these attacks, so she had to wear some kind of weird heart monitor.
Wow.
She's only 19. So we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think it's anything serious, honestly, but time will tell.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. So my mom's, you know, calling me, like, oh, guess where we're at again? Now we're at the doctor's. We were just at the emergency room. Now we're here.
So she got pregnant when she was what, 18, 17? If she's 19 now?
She's 19. She's going to be 20, though, in a month. So that means she had the baby when she was 19. So either she got pregnant.
The baby's like a year old, less than a year old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. The baby's like 14 months. No, she got pregnant, I think, when she was like 18 and a half, almost 19.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when she was 19 and a half or so, she had the child, and now she'll be 20.
Yeah. That's weird. You see, my mom got pregnant at that age, but I guess back in that generation, it was acceptable. You know, and today it's sort of like unusual for an 18-year-old to get pregnant.
I think it's not that it's unusual. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not as accepted anymore. Now it's like we encourage, you know, like, whereas back then, you know, when your mother had babies, like, it was, you know, that's what you did. It was normal.
Yeah.
Everybody had children at a young age and tons of kids. Like,
because because life expectancy was lower, you know, so people would rush and get through life faster.
Yeah, and making money, just taking care of, it just wasn't as hard or complicating, should I say. But nowadays, you know, kids are having kids. I mean, kids are having kids all the time, babies, you know. I mean, these 18, 19-year-olds are having kids all the time, but it's just not as encouraged now. We don't want that to happen as much because kids aren't growing up as fast now, you know.
True.
I mean, people aren't, I just read something, actually, how guys are you're boys until you're 25. From 25 to 35, you're just guys.
Yeah.
And you're not really a man until you're 35, really.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say. So, of course, like, even when my sister got pregnant, we did not want that at all. You know what I mean? That's the last thing we wanted. But it was it was not because, we don't want, you know, a beautiful new child in our lives. It was because we don't, you know, at her age, we don't know, does she really know what she's getting into?
Right, exactly.
Is she going to be able to do this? And honestly, for her, she was my rebel sister. It could not have been a better thing for her and our family. Oh, yeah.
It grounded her a little
bit. Oh, it grounded her completely. I mean, she's taking classes now, getting straight A's in school, you know, college courses, obviously.
Right.
And she's got a part-time job, and then she's taking care of, you know, the baby.
Nice.
And, I mean, and my mom's around and helps big time, obviously. But, you know, that's because she wants to.
Right. And where's the father in all this?
He's not in the picture at all.
Not in the picture.
Not in the picture at all. He'll probably be dead, though, within the next year, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, it's a weird situation, but I won't get into that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but the baby's healthy, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Thank God, right?
Well.
Woo!
How long
and the baby's very intelligent. Like, we, you know, they take her to the doctors, and she's always like, she just knows so much. It's just, yeah. My mom even says, compared to when we were little kids, you know, all the things she can say and remember, it's just really incredible. So hopefully that continues.
Yeah.
Because her mom was, you know, the rebel.
Yeah.
That's what freaks me out. I'm always like, oh, God, this kid's going to be bad when she gets older.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. I don't know. This kid truly has been a blessing. Smile on her face all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
My sister got lucky, honestly. She
I
got
guess
lucky.
She did, yeah. But how long was she going out with the guy before she got pregnant?
Good question. Well, they, you know, honestly, they were dating all throughout high school.
Oh,
all
really?
Throughout high school. And you know what one of the problems was? And my parents would probably happily admit it. You know, my parents, from the get-go, did not like this guy. And I think the second you share with your child, you know, you do not want you don't want your child dating this guy, don't hang out with him. Come on. Like, it only makes them want to hang out with them more, you know? So, I mean, at the end of the day, she obviously kept dating him and seeing him and... eventually, obviously, this happened, but it was weird. Once she had the child, or once she got pregnant and, you know, really started thinking with a clearer head,
right.
not only did it really change her and make her want to do so much more, you know, for herself as far as education-wise, career-wise, just everything, but she then grew this ridiculously, not hate towards him, but she just was not into him after that. She started to actually open up and see who he was that my parents saw in the beginning. But, you know, at the same time, I think, you know, when you tell any kid that they can't do something, whatever it may be, even drinking or there's a certain way to be a parent. And, you know, certain things don't help the situation.
No, not at all. You know, and some things you just got to let the kid go through it and experience it for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise they're not going to learn.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But
that's
a problem
because parents can see the consequences before they happen, but not the kid.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they hang out with the wrong kind of people.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
But this actually could not have been a better, you know, outcome. So we're very thankful grateful.
Good.
Oh, and the baby is just, oh. It's so hard. That's now, like, that's the hardest part with being so far away. You know, when you've got my first niece, probably my only niece ever.
And you don't get to see her grow up,
Yeah, because they grow up so quickly these first few years. It's crazy.
Yeah, they really do, you know.
Yeah, but we Skype often. Skype's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you ever Skype with your parents?
No, because they won't get into technology at all.
Do they even have a computer?
No, they don't. You know, I mean, I told them I'll get you a friggin' iPad or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to know anything.
Right.
No,
a lot of them, my grandparents don't want one either.
Yeah.
Well, my mom's side, they are like, nope, why start now? You know, who cares? I enjoy my newspapers, my actual papers, you know? And when you've got a routine, why change it? You know, they like it. They liked it, like it. My other grandparents, though, they got a laptop, but they crack me up. They have no idea what anything is. Like, they don't know what internet is. I'm, like, explaining things to them, trying to tell, you know, because they just made a Facebook. But they're clueless.
Yeah, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't even know where to begin, like, in telling them, you know, because it's like, they are, woo.
I know, we're such a different generation, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they grew up on...
They had computers, too, though. It was just totally different, I suppose, right?
When our grandparents, my parents, your grandparents, let's say.
Typewriters
they
did. That's not a computer. That's true. Okay.
No, computers were very big and only IBM and big companies had them.
I see.
Yeah.
So it cracks me up.
Yeah. I know, and I really want them to get into it, you know, but they just...
Just for the purpose of Skype, though. Like,
exactly.
Just for Skyping, that, it's amazing.
Yeah, especially when you have a kid, like a baby or a kid that they should see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is like seeing them in person. I mean, you know, it's just really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed you don't have to pay for that service. I mean, I'm sure there are certain programs or, I don't know, they have different... What's the... freaking word I'm looking for. I don't know. You have to pay for certain aspects of it or whatever. I can't even speak English right now. But you know, but it's free.
To,
yeah, maybe like there are different I can't think of the freaking word. Anyway, I sound like a total ditch right now. And that's because I am sometimes. But,
it's okay.
But I'm amazed, like, for what I use it for, like, I don't have to pay a penny. It's completely free.
Right.
And that's just incredible to me.
Yeah.
That it's a free service.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had an audition yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went into it, I have to tell you, because it was funny. I didn't realize, but, you know, it was for reality. Kind of, sort of. You know, it's like kind of like a scripted reality, but at the end of the day, it's still you being you.
Right.
And, you know, I am kind of made for this shit. I don't know. Anyway, so what they do is they just want me to kind of talk in front of the camera for about, you know, 2 minutes, just saying some really ridiculous stuff about me, which I did, and they loved it. It was really? Actually really funny.
So you didn't get to prepare anything?
No.
Really?
I didn't know what I was doing until I got there, and they said, okay, so just for 2 minutes, you know, talk to us about yourself.
It's totally improvised.
Be a little, you know, I mean, don't be extreme, like, ha, you're super big. You know, be yourself, but, you know, we want to know interesting things.
Right.
So I just told him some funny things, but it was kind of actually cool.
Yeah.
I actually started thinking, huh, this wouldn't be so, you know, this would be fun. This would be different.
But I know, there's so many ideas for reality shows.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But then you walk into you know, the casting room, you see these other girls, and it's like, some of them, what characters? But fake characters, you know, like, this is some of them, it's not really them. And I think that's, you know, that's truly acting.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. But what I didn't like, and what I was going to mention, is a lot of times when you go to auditions, more recently nowadays than when I first started, they try to get you to sign these contracts before the audition.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't even been offered a job.
Right.
You know, and they want you to kind of, now the common one is just like a non-disclosure agreement where you're not telling other people, you know, about the product or whatever it may be.
Right.
That's fine, obviously, you know?
Right.
But they're trying to, you know, say, oh, we can use all of this content, your face, your name, for any kind of anything.
Really?
And that's like, well, so my, you know, basically.
Just from the audition?
Yeah, from the audition.
Wow.
And that's ridiculous. So I never sign those, you know? I never do. Or if I do, I say, you know, this is only, this will only be legitimate if I were to book the job. You know, only upon hire do I agree to this.
Right.
And my audition video is only to be used for audition purposes.
Right. Yeah.
Never online or.
Yeah. Otherwise, you won't be able to do anything if you sign all these freaking agreements.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know?
I don't. You know, people try to take advantage of you. You know, and a lot of the people in that casting room were, you know, people who just didn't think twice about it. And you have to be smart about that stuff. You're a product. You're, you know. In a way, you're selling yourself,
right.
So you can't sell yourself for free,
right? Yeah.
So I thought that was, you know, it's weird. It's sneaky. It's very sneaky.
Yeah.
Especially at an audition, because it's like, what, are you trying to take advantage of me?
Well, they don't want anybody to know about what they're doing, you know, but I think, like you said, it's too premature to have you sign something like that.
Well, it's
like
two different things. Non-disclosure, you know, I have no problem with. You know, that's totally separate, because, you know, you don't want people, you know, these actors to run out the door and say, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. This is an amazing idea. You should, you know, replicate it.
Right.
But signing another one that involves, you know, using my content, my face, my name.
Right. Your likeness. Right.
That's ridiculous. That means, like, literally, if I signed that, they could put a picture of me right now.
Right.
Even my headshot or a clip for a film still from that audition video on a giant billboard.
Right.
You know, and say, and put something stupid on it, like, I'm gay. Or, you know, like, I'm a lesbian. And I would have no right to say anything.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I signed that.
Well,
so
good for you.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
Have to be careful sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you have also people protecting you and stuff, right? You have an agent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have an agent and manager. But, you know, still, when they catch you with these contracts, right, you know, first of all, you should never have to sign anything. Mm-hmm. Right when you see it. You know, you should be given 24 hours. So, if anything, that contract should be emailed to you the day before the audition.
That's true. That
so that
makes
you
sense.
Come after reviewing it, yeah. Because
right.
Otherwise, you know, you should never have to sign something out of impulse really quickly.
Right. Yeah. Which people do all
I don't
the time.
Agree with
you know,
that.
You go buy a car, you can't wait to get into the car. And
it's just kind of manipulative, you know?
Yeah.
And then, and you're just, I don't know. And then you feel the pressure to do it because you're thinking, what if I don't sign this? I'm going to feel high. They're going to think I'm high maintenance. They're not going to book me now no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just not a fair thing. I don't think it's the right thing to do, you know, at an audition.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
Okay. Well, you seem to know what you're talking about.
I do.
What was that noise?
I accidentally hit this.
Oh, okay.
I'm clumsy.
I thought this was like a firecracker here or something.
Boom.
All right, Steph. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll be here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.